And the rest of the story you know as well as I.
The previously somber and ceremonious atmosphere had relaxed over the time it had taken Regan to recount his story. Old majors and colonels sat around swapping war stories over glasses of expensive liquor, and some of the younger backroom staff had pushed the tables away from the middle of the stateroom to create an impromptu dance floor. Tigraine was pensive, his massive armored hands placed together steeple-like in front of his mouth, eyes narrowed. He was just about to speak when an elderly colonel with a bushy handlebar mustache blundered over to their table, obviously drunk.
Beg pardon, my lord, but you've been hogging our guest of honor all night. And there's some officers from Procell 7 who are desperate to meet the liberator of Amadis.
The old man was either too drunk, too full of himself, or a potentially damaging combination of both, to care about how he was addressing one of the Emperor's finest. Tigraine's expression did not falter, but where his elbows met the table, wood began to splinter and crack, as if the Space Marine were tensing in readiness to strike. Regan was frozen to the spot. The septuagenarian colonel just stood there, swaying precariously, entirely oblivious to the gravity of the moment. Tigraine relaxed, and an obviously forced smile crossed his lips.
How indelicate of me. Please, go and talk to those fine young military minds and see if you can't impart but a little of your wisdom upon them.
His tone was different to earlier, as if there was more that he'd wanted to say and hear. Regan turned to accompany the colonel when the company master spoke again.
Besides, Colonel Antigone and I can talk more later.
The next few hours were spent recounting his tale to rising stars of the Procell system's military machine, but with each telling, details changed as, panicked by the Dark Angel's demeanor, Regan struggled to keep track of the lies. Nervously, he kept glancing around the room to monitor Tigraine's movements, but the massive, armored figure just sat impassively at the front of the room, taking neither food nor drink. Having just fended off a challenge to some of the details of his account from a young major barely old enough to shave, let alone lead men to their deaths, Regan spotted that Tigraine was no longer seated at the head of the hall. A quick scan of the room told him that the Space Marine must have taken his leave of the celebrations, and, feigning a minor ailment, Regan decided to do likewise. He was halfway across the hall when, as if from nowhere, the enormous figure of the Dark Angel emerged to block his path.
But, I thought, how?
I was trained by Sergeant Naman himself in the art of camouflage. You think that because of our size, we can't hide ourselves in a room full of people? Now, do you think I'm stupid, Colonel Antigone?
I... of course not, Lord. Why do you...
Then why do you insist on lying to me?
Please, Lord, I don't know.
There are aspects to your story that have bothered me ever since I first heard it. You were all raw recruits, boy soldiers, practically. With nobody to lead you, why didn't you flee back to the city or head for the bunkers as soon as the artillery barrage started? How did you know the correct way to defend the trench? None of you were officers or had any schooling in tactics.
Please, I swore an oath.
And how, Colonel Antigone? How in the name of the Lion did most of the enemy dead have wounds from bolt and plasma weapons, when all your regiment was equipped with were lasguns and knives?
Regan slumped to his knees, a house built out of a quarter century of lies crashing down around him.
On your feet!
With the aid of his cane, Regan pulled himself slowly upright again. He looked up at the angel, holding back the tears that were welling at the corners of his eyes.
The truth of it, now!
Very well.